Okay, I'd like to call the September 28th, 2008 meeting, telephone meeting of the Pacifica National Board public session to order. I would ask the secretary to please take the
roll. Hi, it's Margaret.
Hey, Margaret. Okay. Good. Will you take the roll, Madam Secretary?
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Mia Didiaco.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Sakai Free.
What happened to Evelyn Bassoon and Carolyn and Ace?
I'm sorry. Evelyn Bassoon, I'm sorry.
Present.
Evelyn Bassoon? Doc?
Present. Did you hear me?
And Carolyn Burden?
Rob Robinson.
Bird. Kathy Davis? Sakai Free?
Here.
Jerry Gettleman?
Here.
Rose Lane? Mike Martin?
Here.
Sophia Mongaza?
Here.
Margaret Bresca?
Here.
Sarah Randhawa?
Here.
George Ryder? Rob Robinson?
Here.
Jamie Ross? Wendy Shrill?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken?
Here.
Joe Wanzala? Yoshi Yamanaka?
Here.
The secretary is present. Nicole Sawaya? Dan Siegel? Okay, is there anyone else who came on whose name was not mentioned? I think I
forgot. Mary, this is Doc. Did you hear
it? It was Carolyn Burden, is that right?
Lonnie's here.
Lonnie, is Carolyn Burden, did I hear your voice?
Whose voice?
I thought I heard Carolyn Burden.
Did not hear Carolyn yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Sherry, can you guys hear me?
And that's Doc?
A little faint.
Okay.
I can hear you faintly.
A really bad echo. I may need to call back in.
Okay, hang up and call back.
Sure.
And just announce yourself when you come back.
Okay. And there's no one else other that is not called who's on the phone?
No. Not that I know of, but we can...
no one who said so.
Okay. Has anybody come on the call since Mary called the roll whose name, who did not acknowledge their name? Okay. So we don't have Carolyn. We don't have AC. Hi. Who just came on?
Jamie.
Okay. Jamie.
Hi.
Missing a few people. But
we don't have Carolyn, we don't have AC, we don't have Ambrose, we don't have George, we don't have Lori, we don't have Joe yet.
That's
okay.
Correct.
I want to appoint Bonnie Simmons as the timekeeper.
Okay.
Okay, Bon. And has everyone now had the opportunity to look at the agenda?
No.
I did send it again.
I know. I'm not getting my email. Can you read it?
Yeah. It's a call to order, roll call, appointment of timekeeper. Number 2, approval of the agenda. Number 3, approval of minutes, unfinished business. Number 4, approval of WPFW budget, 15 minutes. Number 5, balancing the FY 2009 budget, 25 minutes. Number 6, cash flow scenario through December. Number 7, programming committee motion.
This is Doc.
And then, hi, Doc. And then new business. That's the public session agenda.
Hi, this is Carolyn. I just came on. Sorry to be late.
Thanks, Carolyn. Okay. Okay.
Are we streaming? Sorry.
Yeah, we are streaming, and the roll's been called. And we don't have AC, we don't have Ambrose, we don't have George, and we don't have Joe yet. Okay.
Or Lori.
Or Lori, I'm sorry. Or Lori Taguma.
Yeah, those
are... So that's the agenda, and so the next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as it's been circulated and read?
Madam Chair,
I would like to propose a change.
Okay, what is it?
I'm sorry, someone else spoke first.
Yeah, I'm the someone else.
Hi, Nia. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to make a time certain of 9:45 to end the public session and go into executive session.
Okay. Is there a second to that? Okay. Is there objection to a time certain to 9:45, which would be 6:45, correct?
There is, unless my suggestion for a change doesn't pass.
Okay. Is there an objection to the time certain of 9:45 for executive session?
Yes, I object.
Okay. So, is there any discussion, or I don't know if we discuss a change in the agenda. I think you just vote on it. I'm not sure, though.
Excuse me, this is Ifi, and I got knocked off the line, and I'm just getting back on.
Okay.
And I had a question.
What's your question?
My question is about moving up one of the items on the agenda, moving it closer to further up.
All right. Well, there's another item on the floor right now, yeah, so you can raise that once we deal with this. The item on the floor is a time certain for executive session of 9:45, did you say? Or 8:45?
Yes.
9:45. Okay. And there was an objection.
Yes, and a point of interruption. It is it's about 15 after the hour, and if we've designated an hour and 45 minutes, then an hour and 45 minutes from now would make it the hour. I guess it would be, I think, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
So I think if it's time certain, it should probably
be... You mean 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10, okay. 10 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm. I move to have just the time to 10 o'clock.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
You mean you're amending it, sir?
Yeah, I amend it to 10 o'clock.
Okay, is there an objection to 10 o'clock as the time certain for executive session?
Yes, objection.
Okay, let's take a vote.
Okay. Well, are you the only one, yours? Or?
No, I object too.
All right, we'll vote. Okay, this is to the making it a time certain of 10
yeah.
p.m. Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes, for 10 p.m. time certain.
Okay. Evelyn Bassoon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Mackay Free?
Yes.
Mike Martin? I'm hearing someone talking there.
Somebody's talking. Mike Martin?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Via Norgaza?
Just keep going, Mary.
Yeah, I'll come back to you. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Is that pass or yes?
Margaret, are you still on the call?
I said yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I do now, yes.
All right.
Sarah Rondell?
Yes.
George Ryder, are you on? Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Shrill?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma, are you on? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez? Not present. Yosh Yamanaka?
No.
Okay.
The agenda is amended.
Yes.
The time certain of 10 o'clock. Fia, you had an amendment to the agenda. Who just came on?
This is George.
Yes.
Hi, George.
Who?
George. George.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted to amend that the turnaround transition motion be moved up to just below the balancing of the budget.
Second.
Is there an objection to that?
After the budget?
Madam Chair, I'd like to make an amendment to it if it's
appropriate
to do
so. Go ahead. Has it been seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. What's your amendment?
Could we make it after cash flow scenarios, after the budgeting process? Then it'd be a continuity of balancing the budget and the...
Her motion is to put it as item number 6 and move the cash...
Okay, I amended to move it to 7.
It is 7, isn't it?
That's what I'm thinking it's 7, but I don't have...
Oh, you know what? Excuse me.
No, it's 9. It's 9.
Excuse me, I did not read the entire... I didn't see the bottom of the agenda. It's number 9. And let me reread the agenda. I apologize. Number 7 was programming committee motions. Number 8 was delegate eligibility motion. Number 9 was the turnaround specialist motion.
Man, I want to change my vote on the time certain now. I didn't know that was on there.
Madam Chair.
What?
It's water under the bridge is out of order.
Okay.
It's not out of order. She may change her vote if she
wants. Oh, you know what? You want to chair the meeting? I'm just...
it wouldn't change it if that vote changed. It would still have passed.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is to move number 9 to number 7. Is that correct?
I believe so, following the balancing of the budget.
Okay, after that is the cash flow scenario, and then the programming committee, delegate eligibility motion, and turnaround specialist motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to withdraw my motion because it's a new business. So, anyway, I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Okay. Okay. Is there objection to moving item number 9 as item number 7?
I object.
Okay. Let's call the roll.
Point of information. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Are you moving 9? Is the proposal to move 9 up to 7, which would be in front of programming, or up to 6, which would
be
in front?
Up to 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And that puts it in front of the cash flow, correct?
Correct. That's
front of
correct.
The cash flow?
After the cash flow.
No. She moved that it be before the cash flow.
Oh, then I'm...
Wow.
My numbering is...
Well, if it can go without objection to make it after the cash flow, in the interest of time, I would... I can't amend if I can amend my own motion.
You can't.
Point of order, can we vote?
Go ahead, Mary, call it.
Oh, okay.
Where are we moving it to?
She wants to put it between the balance of the FY 209 budget and before the cash flow scenario for December.
Okay. Grace Aird?
Yes.
Nia Viriaco?
No, it's new business.
Okay. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
AC Bird, are you on the call? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin? Afia Nwagaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
Sarvan Dawa?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
I don't know. Someone is speaking in the background. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma?
I just joined the call. Not sure what I'm voting on, so maybe I should abstain.
Okay. Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Lanzala?
Yes.
Okay. Yoshi Amanaka?
Yes.
All right.
see. Everyone voted. Okay. I have 11 yes, so I think yes, it passed. Yes, seven. Okay. So it's passed.
Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda?
Yeah, I have one. This is George.
Okay.
I wanted to add a new business after delegate eligibility motion, a motion I sent to the BNBEO at the last meeting, to add 5 minutes after the agenda's been settled for acknowledgments of people in the network or organizations, whatever people want to acknowledge. So that's the motion, that we have 5 minutes after. It would be a special rule of order, I think. In any case, I'd like it discussed after number, what's now number 8.
What information, Madam?
For a special rule of order?
What information, Madam?
Yes, sir.
Just a question. Do you think it needs a motion? Would we just agree on just as a protocol?
I don't even know what you're talking about, George, so I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, Jamie?
I wanted to allow for 5 minutes for people to acknowledge anybody they felt they wanted to acknowledge for contributions to the network, and to make that a regular part of our agenda, regular part of our order of business, to occur after the approval of the agenda and before subsequent business. That's the motion.
James.
Mark, I'm back on. I just dropped.
Jamie?
Yeah, I don't know if you were aware, George, but there's a time certain for the public session of the meeting at 10 p.m., and given the times on this agenda, it seems unlikely that we would get to that.
Okay, we'll get to it next time, then.
Yeah, and also, point of order, I believe there wasn't a second.
Okay.
Do I have a second for that?
I'll second.
Well, I'll second that, George.
Second.
Okay. Okay. So we have, is there any other additions or modifications to the agenda?
Yes, Carolyn here.
Okay.
I would like to put the motion on that I circulated. I can't put my hands on it now, but I will in a few minutes. Okay. Asking for a breakdown of the lawsuits for WBAI. I had asked for some detailed information on all of the lawsuits brought against or with WBAI. And we never got that. I'd asked for it from the Foundation Council. We got a summary, but it wasn't a detailed breakdown. So I'd like to put that motion in under new business, even though we don't may not get to it tonight. I'd like it to be on the calendar as a motion.
Point of information.
Yes.
This is the one that you submitted on the 20th?
Yes, Mary.
About legal fees. Okay.
About legal fees and everything else. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you had a list here. I have it.
Right. Thank you.
I would second Carolyn's motion.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the motion being placed under new business, item number 10?
One information, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Carolyn, have you, any three directors can ask for some information from the Foundation Council. Did you try that?
That is the problem, sir. I did try.
You know what?
I didn't get the
information.
Okay,
that's enough. I don't want this conversation. We're running out of time already.
Thank you.
Any objection to it being on the agenda? Okay, so that's the agenda. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended, and I will read it.
So moved.
Okay. Call to order, which we've gone through, approval of agenda, approval of minutes, unfinished business, approval of WPFW budget, balancing the FY9 budget, cash flow scenario through December. The turnabout.
Turnaround.
Then the cash flow after the turnaround. Programming committee motions, and then new business. Delegate eligibility motion, George's motion, legal information motion. Okay. Let's go to the approval of the minutes. Mary and Jack.
Okay. I have not sent, except that I did send some out. I've had a equipment failure yesterday, so I don't know that anything came out since then. But there were a bunch that I don't think that we did. I've sent out...
So you don't have the minutes?
A list of motions. Well, I have the motions. I have the missions of the D.C. Meeting, but I wanted to get them in, cleaned up before I sent them. I could send them... You know,
okay. Are there any minutes available?
I'd had too many failures yesterday so that I couldn't...
Okay. So there are no minutes for approval tonight?
30. I think there were some, but maybe Jack. At this moment, I don't.
Jack, know. Were there any minutes that you saw? Jack? Okay. We're going to pass this item.
Yeah,
can
I think
so.
But I'm not sure what's there.
Okay. All right. We're on to item number 4, approval of the WPFW budget. Mike Martin?
The WPFW budget ran late, as you all know. Came to NSC too late for it to complete its work before the National Board meeting in D.C. The NSC met on Thursday night, and I handed the chair to Brian. Because he had the continuity of information, and I had, I believe that was the day I finally got power back someplace, but had not had the advantage of all the emails. My report is, I may need some help from Zakai as a result, not to put you on the spot, Zakai, but let me explain exactly what National Finance did. Passed a motion sending the budget directly to PNB for approval. It did not make a recommendation on approval, because there were still some questions that were pending. The questions that were pending and the motion that was passed by WPFW, I circulated on Friday, read that WPFW present a budget directly to the PNB, which includes documented projections on community events, and that increases in spending on premiums go to $215,000 and offsets that increase with a reduction of one FTE. And that was to be sent out the next day on Friday. Ron Pinchback did send that out, and I immediately forwarded it to the entire PNB. The if you review the budget from WPFW on line 138, the premium expenses, which was the source of concern from National Finance, has been raised to $215,700. There is also documentation of two events that had no track record. There was a casino night and something called the WPFW Duck Race. One is expected to generate approximately $50,000, and the other is expected to generate, the Duck Race is $50,000, and the duck the casino night is about $25,000. I'm rounding numbers a little bit there. And since there was no track record, National Finance had a concern because one of the priorities of National Finance through this year has been that there be a demonstrated track record on fundraising that's put in at least to the equivalent of the previous year, and certainly no greater than the previous year, which is the same for the lines for all development issues. So those two documented estimates and budgets for those two were also attached, and you have copies of those. And this is the one place where I may need some help from Zakai. The one thing that I could not ascertain from the budget, and I had not had, I'm 2.5 weeks back for you guys in terms of my knowledge, and I have a body and depth of the budget up to about 2.5 weeks ago. But one thing that I couldn't ascertain from the directive of the NSC was where the FTE was that came out. I'm looking at a budget that is balanced, and I am assuming that the FTE had to have been removed. But I can't ascertain what line that was from. And Zakai may know. I don't know.
Well, on the
I think we should be careful because we're on an open line. So people might be attached.
I just want
to
talk in terms of FTE.
All right.
Just to address that briefly, on the call that we had prior to this in the Finance Committee, WCFW had not designated any FTE layoff. So I haven't actually seen the new one, and I wouldn't know what line they've done that on, because at first they hadn't done it at all. And Ron and Rob said that they were going to add that in, but I'm not sure exactly where they did it.
Well, I think they probably did it, Zakai, just based on looking at the budget, because it is balanced. And I do note that line 138, which was the premium increase 215, is there. So in order to get the budget balanced, they would have had to have made a commensurate reduction once they made that 215 increase. So I think we're safe. That's the report on the WPFW budget. I move adoption.
Good evening, everyone. This is Nicole. I'm sorry I'm late. I just logged on.
Okay. The National Finance Committee has moved to the PNB that the WPFW budget be adopted as vetted through the WPFW, LSB, and the National Finance Committee. Is there a second or discussion?
It's from the committee.
Okay. All right. So is there a discussion on this then?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I was just, I asked this online, and I don't know if I got an answer because I haven't been getting my emails, but I was just kind of wondering why the station had a different figure for the premiums cost than the finance committee did. I guess it must have been substantial. Can anyone say what that was?
I haven't had to defer to other NSC members because that's a discussion that predates my my having electrical power. So that was a discussion that occurred at the first NSC meeting. So Jamie or Zakai or somebody?
Jamie?
Go ahead, Jamie.
I don't know that we ever explained that. That was we directed them at that first meeting that Mike wasn't there for. We did note there was a discrepancy between National Office's number for premium cost for PFW and PFW's cost for premium for the previous 12 months. And we directed them to speak to each other and work out the discrepancy and make sure to give us the number that they both thought was good. But I don't know why there was such a discrepancy. And one other comment on this budget. Mike asked where the previous budget had a total salary number of 758. This new budget has a total salary number of 719. So there's definitely a cut there of about 40,000.
Jamie just took care of my first question and answered Wendy's. Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate that.
Sure. Well.
Okay. Any other questions about the WPFW budget?
Yes.
Go ahead. I didn't recognize the voice. Sorry. Who is it?
Rob Robinson.
Go ahead, Rob.
I continue to be concerned that although we're losing audience, we're not allocating more funding to develop programming to capture that audience. I'm very concerned also about the fact that we have not funded a new transmitter, and yet we know that our existing transmitter is failing. We haven't funded a position for an engineer, a full-time RF engineer. We've actually cut the amount of money that we're spending to deal with the transmitter from $18,000 to $11,000. And I don't know what this means if the transmitter goes out again.
I have an update on the transmitter. This is Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Nicole.
Yes, you know, WPFW was one of the recipients of an HD grant from CPB. We've been calling in those HD grants because, they're due either to be put into effect or to give the money back. WPFW and the foundation and CPB have been in conversation, and we've got permission to wait 6 months
on returning the HD money to CPB because the transmitter that W wants to get is a soft state digital, and they're not going to be on the market for another 6 months. So, that, Rob, just to answer your question, hopefully they can continue to band-aid the transmitter until 6 months from now, when then they can use the HD grant to get the solid state, which was the one recommended by Steve Brightwell, who came and was fixing their other transmitter. Now, they still have to match that HD money, but they, I guess they feel confident they can.
Is that allocation included in the budget?
Well, you know, Rob, I didn't take a final gander at their latest budget. So maybe one of you can note whether or not the match for the HD is in there. You get about $80,000 from CPB, and then you need to match that. And I believe that they did price out the solid-state transmitter, although it's not on the market, not for another 6 months.
So, in other words, it's our job to figure out whether or not the money is there.
Well, you just have to read the budget.
Right. You need to see if they built in a matching $80,000 for the...
The last time we looked at the budget, those funds weren't there.
Mike, do you have that budget up on your screen, or is it not accessible?
I do have the budget up on the screen. And there is a comment next to the transmitter allocation, which reads as follows. Just lost it. There it is. The transmitter allocation, well, it's the tower utilities, is an increase. But there... In terms of the transmitter, what's your question, Rob?
The question
if you
is,
haven't allocated additional monies to get a transmitter from CPB, we're not going to get the transmitter from CPB. So I want to make sure that that money is in the budget.
No, we are. Here's the situation. You've already had the first payment of $40,000. Mike, that should show as $40,000 restricted. And then to match that, the second payment from CPB will be another $40,000. The grant total is worth $80,000, and then they have to match that. Now they have 6 months. We've been granted a grace period of 6 months in order to get the kind of transmitter they want to get. So that's the situation with the HD and the transmitter for WPAW.
With respect, are any of those funds in the budget?
It's in the budget on line 162, entitled Surplus Prior Years, and there, it's actually a blank, which is representative of the it's a blank which is representative of the match that must be made. And there's a comment on that blank that says transmitter equipment awarded NTIA grant for $73,326. We must match. So there is a line item for the grant in, requiring the match, and that is contemplated by the budget. The number's not there because you haven't raised the money yet, but I assume that's some of these fundraising ideas and some of these things that are also documented from WPFW are aimed at that match.
Okay, any other questions about the PFW budget? Hearing none. Is there any objection to approving the budget as vetted through the LSC and the NFC committee? Hearing no objection, the WPFW budget is approved by the PNB. The next item on the agenda is item number 5, balancing the fiscal year 2009 budget. Mike and Nicole.
I'm going to start with, let Nicole start, because I got to get up to speed on this one. If she could talk first, then it'll ring some bells for me.
Okay. Which budget? All of them?
it's the whole, balancing the fiscal year 2009 budget, and it's either the That's how the item appears on the agenda, but it's the National Office and it's the Pacifica Foundation budgets. All of the seven unit budgets have now been vetted and approved. The WBAI budget was approved with the proviso that there be monthly reviews of that budget to compare it to reality along the way. So now it's the National Office budget was approved also. So if you could address the balancing the 2009 budgets, that would be helpful, Nicole.
Well, I think you have to keep an eagle eye on it. I think the unit to also monitor monthly would be the National Office. And we have to look towards, you know, again, it's the same conflation of the layoffs coupled with whatever money up front we need to execute that with. We've done some work towards that to be able to understand the fiscal impact. That isn't completely done yet, and because we're in the middle of a handoff in some ways, and we need to let the CFO get his head around everything and understand it and understand how to implement and execute. Again, I think wonderful work done by the NFC, a good focus last weekend on these budgets. But they're volatile, and the fund drives have been, two fund drives have been going, PCFA and WBAI. And they're slowish, but they make their goal some days and not other days. So we're really playing it by ear, just like the national economy.
I think, go ahead, Mike. Now, Nicole has just kind of jogged my gears on this one. The leap of faith, and I would call it a leap of faith, that we are all having to make in the context of this budget is an assumption that WBAI will make National Office Central Services payments. WBAI has not made National Office Central Services payments for 12 months straight. And so the reason the budget is so volatile, as Nicole points out, and I think that's a correct assessment of it is that it currently sits in deficit if you really sit on the assumption that you won't get those assessments. Now, Tony, in our discussions with WBAI, and we had many, and Tony worked hard with NFC, you know, he is determined and bound to commit to satisfying this budget, and I am hopeful that he will. But if it doesn't happen, then we're going to be having some of the similar conversations that we continue to have about, you know, deficit, trying to pull ourselves out of the deficit because we're not going to have those central services payments. So that we have to keep a watchful eye on both Kay and I with regard to these deficits, and the understanding that we're expecting these central services payments, but they may not happen. And if they don't happen, then we're going to have to respond. And really, it probably would be a good idea for NFC to work with an actual, you know, plan, a response plan, to be ready to be affected if it looks like that the fund drives are going to come in lower even than what. I mean, we cut fund drives at every station. Fund drives were, in terms of development, were dramatically cut, but whether we get there or not is just time will tell.
And if I could add something to what Mike just said, because Mike's jogging my memory as well, which is, you recall last weekend we mentioned about the PRA budget that we really need to go back to the table following their November 18th one day of fundraising. A lot turns with them making the goal of that single day, and that's a precarious position, but again, that really needs to be looked at as soon as that fund day drive is completed. Granted, their budget is small, but in some ways that puts more pressure on, and they don't necessarily, you know, they can't necessarily turn on the switch and fundraise for 3 weeks in order to recoup. So that's definitely one component of the foundation national office budget that also needs to be kept an eye on. And just as a reminder, last weekend, as a precursor to the budget presentation, we did a financial presentation. And, you know, again, able to make payroll at the end of September, but we're in a bit of a deficit now. So these things are all conflating. Hopefully, you know, as we go into October, we'll start to get central services from KPFA, and we'll see what WBAI is able to do, as Mike said.
This is Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
I'm looking at an email that the PNB received from the chief financial officer dated September 27th, 10:46 a.m. Pacific time, which states, in paragraph 2, the national office, et cetera, has a $500K deficit. That was my understanding coming out of D.C. that we had approved a budget that still maintained a $500,000+ deficit in the national office unit. I would like some clarification. Is that not the case?
Nicole or Mike?
Jack, it is the case if we start out where we... where we said no central services from KPFK until April, letting them get on their feet and do the necessary packaging they have to do per their budget, which begins October 1, and the same with WBAI putting off the central services for a half a year. And let's not forget that these two stations also go back to the collective bargaining table very soon. So... we don't know what that's going to look like either. But yes, Jack, that's my remembrance as well.
May I follow up?
Sure.
So my question is, we've been informed that in order to obtain the loan that we were considering, we would have to present a balanced budget. It doesn't sound to me like we have a balanced budget. So my question is there nothing that can be done? Do we drift along with a deficit budget and then not obtain a loan?
Of course, I wasn't in D.C. and I missed those discussions, but am I correct, Nicole, that the center point around the discussions is whether or not WBAI and KPFK can make central services immediately or not? Isn't that the issue?
Exactly, Mike.
So,
exactly. And also concurrently reducing some expenses.
Jamie.
Absolutely.
So Jack.
Yeah, this is Margaret to go on the stack.
George,
Jack, to try to answer that question, I suppose technically on paper, if the assumption that WBAI and KPFK can make central services payments on a timely basis beginning in the new fiscal year, then it is a balanced budget. But if that assumption is, it depends on what you think of that assumption. If you don't think much of that assumption, then it's not a balanced budget. And that's, I assume, the leap of faith discussion that you all must have had in D.C. that I missed. I call it the leap of faith discussion. That makes sense?
Margaret, I wanted to be on the stack.
It makes sense. It leaves me uneasy. Final statement, we're talking about avoiding these optimistic scenarios, and yet we seem to be once again with a whole new set of members falling into the same pattern that got us here.
Jamie,
well, I think that if the central services payments are not made in the next 30 to 60 days, I think that's going to be the answer to the question with these new fund drives.
Yeah, I'm through. Thank you.
Is the chair on?
Sorry. Sarv, did you have...
You have me on the set.
I have Jamie, I have Margaret, I have George. I was on mute, and I apologize. I don't know if Sarv had a point of information or a point of order.
Well, no point of information. I have a question.
All right. No. Okay, go ahead, Sarv.
My question is that... there were a lot of assurances given by WBAI manager, and very convincingly, and he was saying he convinced a lot of people. But I didn't hear anything from KPFK whether they will be making the central services payments. So Could somebody tell me what assurance they got from KPFK folks in Los Angeles area?
Mike?
At the NSC hearings with KPFK, we met with the new general manager and the financial officer for KPFK. And quite frankly, I was impressed with those guys in a great way. And they dramatically cut the KPFK budget at our request without too much fussing, and they were committed to doing it the right way. Again, some of this has to do with our faith in the general managers who brought this information to us. You heard from Tony at D.C., I heard from Sean at KPFK in National Finance Committee meeting. I was impressed with him, if you had a chance to listen to that call. So, you know, if we trust our GM with those two units, if we believe what they say, then this budget should be okay. But, there is a level of trust involved here. At least we know that. Something that I wasn't aware of earlier this year was any of this kind of discussion, and this is an important discussion for us to be having, but we know what the issue is. The question is whether or not those two signal areas are going to perform when they have a history of not performing, and I can only tell you that Sean was impressive, and you all heard from Tony at D.C.
Okay. Jamie, Margaret, and George. Jamie.
Okay, thanks. I have two issues to address on this question. We had gone back and forth in the National Finance Committee as to whether to include central service payments for the full year from BAI and for the first 6 months from KPFK in the national budget. First they weren't there, then we thought we should include them, then we heard some other information, we thought we shouldn't include them. You know, you can make a budget balance. You can include them, and then the budget becomes balanced, but it becomes less realistic. If you don't include them, the budget is not balanced, but it's more realistic. The fact is, in order to get a truly balanced network budget without any central services from BAI and with only half central services from KPFK, it's quite difficult. And I think the game plan had been to get a loan and somehow reorganize over the next little while and, get rid of that deficit. As far as being more realistic than previous boards, I think we have
done
that.
Could you speak up? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I'm on a hands-free headset. As far as being more realistic than previous boards, I think we have been. You know, the budgets are quite a bit smaller. The expectations of listener support are quite a bit lower, which I think is a good, you know, we've done a good job in that area. And the last point is regarding the question whether BAI will start paying essential services. Well, right now we're in a fund drive. The budget says over $400,000 in cash from this drive is going to show up as income in fiscal year 09. The goal for the drive was first $850,000, then it got lowered to $760,000. Right now, like two-thirds of the way through, the last number I saw, we're on track to make $660,000. So, you know, it which does give rise to the thought that it's going to be difficult for BAI to make its central services. So that's all
okay.
I have to say.
All right.
And, Madam Chair, if I could do a follow-up comment to Jamie. This is Nicole.
All right.
Just remember, when we give out the goals of the fund drive, we have to take 20% off the top. That's for generous fulfillment at 80%. And, again, we have a net versus gross element in there as well.
Okay. Margaret? Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. I'm here. I just wanted to comment that at the budget discussion in D.C., it was made pretty clear by the ED, correct me if I'm wrong, that who did not think it was a good idea to depend on central services coming from KPFK and WBAI. So, you know, maybe there's some new information on that. But the other thing that also was not taken into account at the D.C. meeting were, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were any additional costs having to do, I'm not quite sure this is a personnel issue, but it's related to budget, if I could say something about that now, there was some a motion that was passed that will have a financial impact, but not included in the budget of the national office or indeed some of the stations. And I'm wondering what impact that has on this particular discussion on a balance, in terms of a balanced budget, because right now none of that funding for that particular item is in there.
Okay,
you know
Mike?
What I mean, Mike?
Well, I unfortunately wasn't in D.C. I have a suspicion of what you're talking about, and if the national office budget was inflated without finding income for it, then it's going to be the first item on the National Finance Committee agenda at the next meeting, I guess.
This is Margaret. There is a because it was inflated in two areas, as a matter of fact, in terms of what the National Finance Committee was proposing, and there wasn't any discussion as to where this money was going to come from. We only knew that the deficit for the national office was going to be almost $500,000, and that did not include these two particular items that are now in the national office budget, were added in.
So much for giving National Finance a little time off.
Yeah.
This is Nicole, Madam Chair, if I could just
speak, Nicole,
to Margaret's point. Margaret, you're right. I err on the side of conservatism. I still think it would be wise to, at the very least, not count KPFK until January or February. Again, they have packages put together as well. As they decrease expenses, it comes with a fiscal impact. And I would say the same with WBAI, to let them, you know, it's about the sustainability of the stations, getting them to a point where they've contracted enough to be sustainable and then to grow again. With regard to the fiscal impact, we were talking about national office. That had to do with the layoff scenario. And so far, you know, we have added up vacation for that. That'll come in, you know, somewhere over $21,000 in total that's not budgeted. And but that doesn't include any kind of severances yet. That discussion has yet to happen, although bit by bit, what I've at least managed to do is just kind of talk to a couple of people as to what their expectations would be. So at least I could give you an idea, ultimately, about what staff's expectations are around
okay.
that.
Well,
Madam Chair, just one quick thing. This is Margaret. Then I'll shut up. A few words. This is that I don't see how we are now talking about a balanced budget when we don't know where $500,000 has come from and when there are two items still to be added into that deficit. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. Next is George.
Yeah, my understanding is that the $500,000 deficit is based on assuming that we don't get any resources from BAI and from KPFK in the way of central services. That actually in the budget, if they actually perform, there's about $1 million altogether worth in the national office. So it seems to me that this conversation about whether it is or isn't going to happen is, basically premature. We're going to have to wait and see what's going on, and we've sort of planned to do that. So we're going to revisit at least BAI, and I suspect if there are problems with KPFK, we can add that as well as we're going along. So it seems to me that that's one thing I wanted to say. The other is that the amounts that were added in were really very small compared to the numbers that we're talking about, and I don't think it has any overall effect on our financial viability. And finally, I'm wondering how we're going to handle this these layoffs if we don't have in place an approved. And this is a question for Nicole, an approved, what's the word for it?
Severance
package. Is this going to happen on the 30th? I mean, people get what? A month's notice? And then when do we need to actually have the severance package in place because we're going to have to pay people? I guess it's the question.
Nicole?
Well, you're going to need it in place when you decide that actually this is it. This is information that we're collating now, and it won't happen on the 30th, obviously. That payroll has already been cut and is in the works. So it won't happen at the end of the fiscal year, but it should happen in the first month of your fiscal year, as I imagine the other layoffs are happening at this station.
So okay. You're going to be gone. Who's handling that then in terms of getting that discussion up and running and something back to the board?
Well, I'm handing off as much information as possible to the CFO. I imagine that certainly would be an area of expertise and could easily be put together for you for a presentation.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Anybody else on the stack for the Pacifica 2009 fiscal budget?
Yes, AC.
Hi, AC. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to see the finance officers. I'm calling it the finance officers from each of the stations, in particular VAI and A, because there seems to be some confusion because Tony had a different perspective on this than what I hear being floated at the moment. It seems to me that we need a special meeting where each of those stations' finance officers, as well as the NFC and the CFO, all chiming in, giving the board an understanding of where we are and where they are in terms of what they want to do. Second thing that I would like to see discussed, have we really looked at what we are saving as a result of Nicole's departure? Have we settled on the question of FSRN? What other avenues is available to look at where we could save a lot of money? We did cuts in those areas. Right now we're focusing on staff cuts, but we do have other cuts that we can look at. And I would think that there need to be some sort of special meeting where we could really get into this, hearing from the DMs as well as the finance officers of each station.
If I could speak to that, AC, I can at least update you. I updated you at the the PMB meeting last weekend about FSRN. And as you know, the extra amount that was being taken out of the stations, I put to bed in, I think we stopped payment in May on that, and that was an extra upwards of $13,000 monthly. So the agreement with FSRN is that the MPPAG portion of the CSG grants from CPB, which is only be allowed to spend for acquisition of national programming, let me just repeat that. Acquisition of national programming. That is not money to be used to build national programming or anything. It is acquisition of national programming. Went around, touched base with the GMs, been in 2 months worth of meetings. It's booked in the budgets as that portion of the CSG grants will be given to FSRN over this year. Within the agreement, a built-in agreement of editorial process and collaboration.
What does that mean in terms of actual figures?
That means that about $440,000 is the cumulative collective amount taken out of the station's CSG grants, five CSG grants. Remember, the national office does not get CPB money. Only stations do. And those checks come individually to each station, except they go to the national office headquarters and are deposited by the national office.
What I guess
28.7% of those grants is only to be used for what is called MPPAG, and that's National Program Acquisition, and that money will come to about, again, around in the area. We don't know exactly what the CSG grants are going to be until about the second week in October, CPP, that's all the stations know. By the third or fourth week from October, those checks are dropped. Those checks will be in the bank, and that'll probably be used to float a lot. But meantime, that MPPAG portion needs to be used only for national programming acquisition. and the agreement is to use that for FSRN. Now, you see, with regards to your special meeting and all that, I mean, with all due respect, that's really, to me, having gone through the budget-making process with the NFC, and station managers came on, and business managers came on, and we had presentations last weekend. I think they've been really fully vetted with a good eye towards, you know, some fiscal responsibility and trying to deal with the reality. If we want to flip back to projections and say, you know, okay, in 2 or 3 months we have to, you know, whatever, relook, that's a different, you know, that's for you to decide.